He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, September 14th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting one last time here this week from the Mall of America in the Twin Cities at the Radisson Blue Hotel. We'll be flying out today. I am not headed back to Charleston, but it does look like Charleston, South Carolina has been spared for now. I have boots on the ground there and talking to them this morning. No rain even yet, but I do believe that rain is yet to come. Well, there's not much taking place in the market. Definitely the action today is in North Carolina, because over at Wall and Broad, the Dow is up just 12 points right now, which puts it at 26,158. The S&P 500 is actually down 1 point right now, 2,902. The NASDAQ up 4 points. 8,017 is where the NASDAQ resides right now. The Russell 2000 up 50 cents. That works out to 0.03%, almost an indiscernible move there in the small cap index. Crude oil, totally unaffected by the storm so far, up a nickel to $68.64. The real action is in the bond market today, with interest rates moving up to 3% now on the 10-year. The bond market continues to get thrashed. Gold down $1.60 per ounce to $12.06. Silver down 2 cents to $14.22. And the VIX pretty quiet today. Quiet day, 12.27. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, where we are closing up our week here in Minnesota. Boy, we met a lot of folks here at the Radisson Blue, full day of appointments, 3 days in a row, more today. And, well, about 130, 140 at the workshop on Wednesday. Had a great time. That's all I can say. A lot of good down-to-earth people here in Minnesota, one of my favorite places to visit. Next time, I want to do some fishing, though, on that Mississippi River or one of the Great Lakes around here. I would love to catch a northern pike, a walleye pike, a muskie, you name it, just to add it to my bucket list. I've never caught one of those species before. But it's coming. Next time we're here, definitely going to include a fishing trip. Well, we're fishing today. I've been looking so far, and it is pretty quiet so far. Not finding much to write home about yet, but there is a lot of stocks in the news today. Yesterday, we had a pretty good day in the market. That all started on Wednesday when President Trump said, yeah, you know, I think we'll get back together again with China. See where they're at on this whole issue. That got the markets going on Wednesday. That followed through into yesterday. Also, President Trump, during the day yesterday, said, you know, I don't feel any pressure to strike a deal with China right now. But the tech stocks did rally yesterday, 1.2%. Apple had a good day. Yesterday, it was up 2.4%. after it unveiled its new lineup of mobile devices, including a $1,099 iPhone XS Max. Oh, baby, that's the one I want to drive. I can't wait to take a test drive in that one. Whoever thought we'd be paying $1,099? I mean, I just bought a new laptop that wasn't even that much. But these iPhones, they pack a punch. It's an awful lot that this little device can do for us. Well, Trump thinks he has the upper hand in this whole skirmish with China. He thinks that China needs a trade deal much more than the U.S. The Wall Street Journal disagrees with Trump, saying that China has the upper hand. Trump responds to that by saying, we are under no pressure to make a deal with China, but they are under pressure to make a deal with us. Well, I'm on Trump's side of the argument on this one, not the Wall Street Journal, because I'm watching the difference between the two stock markets. And Trump noted a surging U.S. market versus a collapsing Chinese market. And that's exactly what I've been reporting here on the Best Stocks Now radio hour every day. The S&P 500, since all of this began 3 months ago, is up 4.5%, while the iShares China FXI Large Cap ETF is down 12%. And in fact, the China market is in a bear market, and we remain in a bull market. And over the last 3 months, if anything, I've seen our economy accelerate, and I've seen their economy decelerate. But, you know, you've got the spin out there with the spin master saying that, you know, we're on the losing end, the short end of this stick, and we're going to lose big. I don't see it that way, at least from my perspective. Global markets had a pretty good night. While we slept, Japan was up 1.2%. Hong Kong was up 1%. India was up 1%. Europe was up a little bit. But the U.S. markets are the only place to be here in 2018. And as I met with folks this week, dozens of people with 401ks, IRAs, Roths, college funds, I'm happy to report that a lot of my listeners have followed my advice, and they're actually making hay in the market this year when the only hay to be made is in U.S. stocks. Large cap, mid cap, small cap, take your pick. Definitely a favoritism this year towards the small cap stocks. I talked to many people that said, you know, I called my advisor and said, get me out of those bonds. I can't do that. That's too risky. Well, I guess it's not risky to stand in front of a hurricane and refuse to evacuate when higher tides are coming, higher interest rates are coming. That wreaks havoc on the bond market. Yet they say, well, we can't do anything about it. Oh, I say bull hunky. Maduro meets Xi. That sounds like WrestleMania there. Maduro meets Xi as inflation soars. Isn't it amazing how all these socialists and communists are in bed with one another? President Xi meeting with Nicolas Maduro. I guess Maduro needs something. It's been just a few weeks since the rollout of Venezuela's new money. Is that what you call it, money? It's worse than Bitcoin. They stripped 5 zeros off the Bolivar. Reminds me of those hemp bitcoins. I hope you didn't buy into that thing. Well, Maduro, didn't he go to a some kind of crypto coin, a petro coin or something like that? But the new currency, okay, they stripped 5 zeros off the Bolivar, and people on the Bolivar continue to get crushed. Inflation of the new currency that has just been rolled out, new and improved, is already up 100%. That's the inflation rate in just a few weeks since they rolled out their currency. That would push their annual inflation rate above 100,000%. And you want socialism here in America? According to Bloomberg's inflation scale. It comes as Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro meets with President Xi of China, one of his ailing country's biggest creditors. Oh, she's been loaning Maduro money, has he? Good luck on collecting that debt. Well, she has reportedly agreed to extend a $5 billion credit line. Does he have any choice? Well, we'll give you another 2 weeks to come up with the money. Mr. Maduro. In the meantime, the people of Venezuela suffering way more than the people of North Carolina, although they are suffering. I've been watching the videos, the reports on TV, North Carolina taking the brunt of this thing. Our prayers are with them in this time of need. I think maybe it is good that it came ashore as a Category 1 and not a 4. But nevertheless, the people of North Carolina are really taking it on the chin here this morning. Well, when we come back, retail sales, what the job picture is like here in Minnesota, Amazon in the news, Nike in the news, Tesla's always in the news, Tandem Diabetes, pot stocks. We'll be right back. It's Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, you know, I saw a lot of portfolios over the last several days that have been constructed by others. You know, not me, obviously. And I saw a lot of stodgy old growth stocks of yesteryear. But the most prevalent scheme, the most prevalent portfolio that I saw were the asset allocations. And for the most part, I would say the average person that I met with has about a 30% bond exposure. I would say that the average person that I met with has about a 20% emerging market exposure. And I would say that the average person that I met with had about a 30-35%, one-third of their portfolio exposed to U.S. stocks, which once again is the only asset class that is working in the market so far this year. But I ran into a lot of folks that said, I'm glad I listened to you, Bill, on the radio, because I'm in the only areas of the market that are working because I listen to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So anyways, hey, I love to try to help people as much as I can. And I'm glad that I have the voice, the mouthpiece that I do have, and those within that can the sound of my voice, my newsletter, my app, my tweets on StockTwits, my live, my push notifications throughout the day. Just know that I'm here at ground zero doing everything I can possibly do to keep you in the right areas and get you out of harm's way when I see harm coming. Well, I would also say in talking to folks here in Minnesota, the economy is cooking. It is bubbling. It is gurgling. You can't find workers, especially in the construction industry. There are plenty of jobs available. There are not workers to fill those jobs. My observations would say that eventually that's going to push wages up. People are receiving bonuses from their companies that were way higher than they ever imagined. Well, that is pushing wages up in a way, okay? But more importantly, that extra money and the vibrant economy, the money that is jingling and jangling around in consumers' pockets when they get off work, there's the key. That's when the consumer goes to work in the economy. They're spending the money at restaurants, Bass Pro Shop, buying green frog lures, breakfast spots, nightclubs, fast food, the mall, Target, Walmart, TGI Friday, you name it. Money is going back into the economy. I can remember in San Diego where we had a building boom, and construction workers were just, you couldn't find construction workers. The home builders were selling out, and they were framing houses. They were grading land as fast as they could go. And I just remember those days with the restaurants full and the malls full and the parking lots full and the 24/7 fitness centers full and the Starbucks full and the McDonald's lines long. I don't buy into this that it doesn't trickle down. It does trickle down. If you have a strong economy and GDP growth at the top, it does trickle down. And you know where it really trickles down? Into the coffers of the U.S. government. Because if a person gets a big bonus from their employer, they got to pay taxes on that bonus. If a person gets a raise, they've got to pay more taxes to the state and to the IRS. If a person is buying cheeseburgers at Shake Shack, they're paying sales taxes on those Shake Shack burgers. So it just seems to me that a rising tide, like we're seeing right now in North Carolina, I think there's a very good parallel between that and the U.S. economy. A rising tide does lift all boats, unless you want to stand on the sidelines and complain and throw darts at it. Well, you're not participating in it, man. I did meet one bear at the workshop on Friday night. He says, I find it much easier to be bearish right now than bullish. Well, okay. You know what? Then I wouldn't have anybody to buy from if there weren't people that were selling. And I've heard people that have been bearish for 9+ years. Eventually, they will be right. But what good does it do to be wrong and miss out over the last 9+ years? So the economy, very vibrant here in Minnesota. We were in Dallas last month, 2 months ago. I could say the same thing about that economy. We're headed for Atlanta next month. I'll have the new schedule announced on Monday, but we've already got the week. I believe it's the last week of October, right before Halloween. And I'll give you my read and take on what I see in the Atlanta economy. But I got a hunch that things are pretty, pretty brisk there also. Well, core retail sales came in a little bit less than expected in August. And but if you take a look, they also revised the last month. Retail sales were up 6.6% in August. Gas stations up 20.3% year over year. You know, if there's not a better indicator than people having extra money in their pocket while you're waiting for the gas to be pumped into your car, which we do ourselves nowadays, if you haven't noticed. You're buying Monster Energy and beef jerky and cheese snacks and Cheetos and all kinds of stuff. Clothing stores up 6.3% year over year. Grocery stores up 4.3% year over year. General merchandise stores up 3.7% year over year. Now get this. Does this not back up what I just said about the economy, how it trickles down? Food services and drinking places up 10.1% year over year. Hey, it's a good time to own a food service and a drinking place. I don't hang out at the drinking places, but I've been known to frequent a few food service places up 10.1% year over year. How about this IPO yesterday up 70%? What was it? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. How about that IPO this past week of NIO, which is supposedly the next Tesla? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. NIO Inc., NIO, a Chinese company that manufactures and sells electric vehicles and parts, as well as provides battery charging services, is already a $10 billion company. It came public at about $5 billion, and it's doubled in just 2 days. Lighting up like a Christmas tree here today. IPO was at $6.25. Day two, it's $11.48. Actually, this is day three. It was up some almost 100% yesterday. So keep your eye on NIO, not one that I own. You know that IPOs can be very, very risky ventures. They do not have any kind of a track record as far as a publicly traded company, as far as a company that has been growing earnings over the years. NIO does not have any earnings yet, and they're just really a new fledgling company, but already being given a $10 billion market capitalization. They had an all-star roster of IPO underwriters, including Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Deutsche Bank, Citigroup, Credit Suisse. They would never lead us astray, those guys, would they? Well, NIO has a large office in San Jose, California, and a user experience team in San Francisco. So look out, Elon Musk. NIO is now nipping at your heels. Amazon's Headquarter 2 decision coming soon. Jeff Bezos getting ready to announce where the second headquarter will be. Of course, number one headquarter is in Seattle. The company previously selected 20 finalists in North America for headquarters to a recipient that will receive an investment of $5 billion and 50,000 jobs. I hope they can find the folks to fill those jobs, but that will soon be announced. Nike hits a new all-time high yesterday. Okay. Despite the Kaepernick controversy, sometimes any kind of exposure for a company is good. Nike did hit a new all-time high yesterday, $133 billion company, member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It hit 83.47 yesterday. The company's been at the center of controversy after former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick last week became the face of its 30th anniversary Just Do It campaign. Some predicted the marketing would tank Nike stock, while others claimed it was a genius business decision. Only time will tell. You know, a stock that's been on my radar, I've owned it in the past. It had some bad luck while I owned it. I got out of it. I'm not in it right now. But I got to say that right now it's probably one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. I originally found it using my Best Stocks Now app. It was lighting up the board, the leaderboard, and it continues to pound its way. It's up another $7.32 today. That's a 6.6% move. It's a company that's headquartered in, of all places, Monrovia, California, which I've been through Monrovia a few times, you see, in order to get to Santa Anita Racetrack in Arcadia, California. One has to drive on the 215 freeway, which goes right through Monrovia, which is the neighboring city. We've stayed in Monrovia several times as we've spent, you know, a few days there at the great race place in Santa Anita Racetrack, home former home of Seabiscuit. And the name of the company, the Monrovia Hot Company, is AeroVironment, AVAV. I've talked about them many times. They're a leading drone maker. And they're also in a leading electric vehicle charging company, especially for the U.S. government, setting up electric vehicle charging stations all across America, a leader in technology for that industry. It's owned 50% by the mutual funds. Their earnings have been growing at a very rapid clip. Their last four quarters, 118% growth, 159% growth. And they had a stinker of a quarter, down 30%. That's probably when I owned it. And then this most recent quarter, earnings were up 357%. Sales over the last four quarters. This is quarter over quarter, year over year comparisons. Sales up 80%, sales up 36%, sales up 1%. And then this most recent quarter, which they had just a blowout quarter, sales up 127%. Let's see where AVAV is currently ranked in my Best Stocks Now app, and I do not currently own this stock, much to my chagrin. It's ranked at number 276 right now out of 5,045. 1 year ago, it was ranked at number 156. The stock is up 128% over the last 12 months. And they're in the news again today as they are teaming up. Well, AeroVironment and SoftBank have disclosed details of their joint venture, HAPS Mobile. You might want to Google that, HAPS Mobile. In the initial phase of the project, the company will develop a stratospheric airplane, listen to this now, that is powered 100% by solar power and energy. But wait, that's not the end of the story. It's going to fly on the edge of the atmosphere and bring 5G connectivity to the entire world. Now, that's a big statement there. Not only will they have these stratospheric airplanes flying and circling the Earth, powered 100% by solar power and energy. Why didn't Elon Musk think of this? It's going to fly on the edge of the atmosphere and bring 5G connectivity to the entire world. Well, SoftBank, SFTBY, is the big Japanese venture capital. It's publicly traded. You can invest in SoftBank. That's how you get exposure to companies like Uber and Lyft and joint ventures like HAPS. SoftBank is now a $108 billion company out of Japan. Let's see where SoftBank is ranked. I have owned SoftBank in the past, too. SoftBank went through a real drought for several years, but now they seem to have their groove back, SFT. BY is currently ranked in the Best Stocks Now app at number 21 out of 5,045. Its returns haven't been anywhere near what AeroVironment has been, but it's put up some pretty good numbers over the years. So there's a couple of companies to keep your eye on, AVAV and SoftBank. That's quite a joint venture, I would say. SpaceX is going to reveal their moon passenger on Monday. Is it you? They're taking a giant leap forward. They signed up their first passenger. I don't know what this round-trip ticket costs. I don't know if there's peanuts on the flight. And I don't know if it will return safely to Earth. But Elon Musk will announce the first passenger on this flight around the moon. I'm hoping it's Nancy Pelosi, and they just keep her up there for a while. SpaceX valuation has climbed to about $28 billion, making it the third most valuable venture-backed startup in the U.S. after Uber and Airbnb, and then there's SpaceX. Well, Elon Musk, certainly an entrepreneur, certainly a visionary. To stay off the Twitter. I would stay off the drugs, too, but that's just me. Baird rings the register on tandem diabetes. Man, I've been watching this thing. My hat is off to Baird. I want to know who they like now because they found tandem at $2. And it went to 51. Now they say to sell it. Who do you like now? I'm going to order Baird's research here. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back for the final segment. I have a featured thought for you.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, one last time from Minnesota. I'll be writing the newsletter today, tomorrow morning, on the airplane ride home this evening. I'll be sending that out. I'll give you updates on my internal research, which takes me through all the little nooks and crannies and back alleys and dark places, sunny places, on the world markets, asset classes, sectors, individual stocks, yield curves, interest rates, cryptocurrencies, world politics, trade negotiations, and that'll come out sometime this weekend. If you're not getting my newsletter, how would you have known? Well, you could have been listening to the show, but how would you have known that there's only one asset class that's working this year? And if you're not in that asset class, you're more than likely underwater, like many of our poor folks in North Carolina right now. Sign up for Bill Gunderson's newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I will have a new, brand new research report out on a stock that is red hot right now that has the potential to be a big, big winner going forward. No guarantees. But we did the research. We dug into the story. And I will be having that article out as my prime article in the newsletter this week. You'll get it first before it hits Seeking Alpha and maybe other financial sites by getting my newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. We met with a lot of folks this past week, a lot of people not happy with where they're at. They see very little action in their portfolios. They see themselves being in places of the market that aren't favorable. And they wonder why, and they wonder who's at the helm. And many of them moving their accounts to Gunderson Capital Management. It's pretty easy to do. I use Ameritrade as my custodian. They're one of the top discount brokerage firms in America. We're trying to add a couple of more custodians. We would love to have the ability to use Fidelity and Schwab also. But for now, we have just TD Ameritrade. That's fine. They do a great job for us here as our custodian. So if you would say, you know what, I'm going to pick up and move, man. These guys here are asleep at the wheel. They got me in all the wrong places. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Say hi to Shelly when you call at 855-611-BEST. She got her feet wet here on this trip in Minnesota, had a great time. I think she was a big hit with the folks, and she'll be taking care of a lot of the new paperwork. She'll be answering the phones for us. She'll be dealing with you if you need help. If you have any questions, 855-611-BEST. All right, stock breaking out today, which breaks my heart because I sold it about a month ago. I got a little worried about the tech sector and the NASDAQ. I am a worrywart. You have to be in the market. You always have to have your eyes in the rearview mirror. We seem to be a little bit paranoid, us stock market investors. We're always looking around us, behind us, underneath us, see if there's something that's going to hit us that we don't expect. And I sold my Adobe, but I had a big profit in Adobe. I can't complain. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Well, Adobe continues to get fat. I can't complain. They put in a big earnings report here. Adobe's one of the great large cap companies of our day. Look what they've done to the photography industry, to the printing industry, to the home movie industry, to Kodak. I mean, you can go on and on and on with what Adobe has done with Photoshop. No more of the dark rooms and the chemicals and the stinky chemicals and the labs and the airbrushing and the touch-ups. It's a digital world, and Adobe is out in front of it all. Adobe is currently ranked number 167 overall in my Best Stocks Now app. Its performance grade over the last 10 years and 3 to 5 years, both long-term and intermediate-term performance, earns the stock an A-plus performance grade, A-plus, one of the best large-cap stocks in the entire market. Its value grade is C-minus right now. I have a $450 target price. I imagine that will be going a little bit higher as they beat earnings today. The stock is breaking out to new all-time highs on a powerful move. It's up 2.8% or $7.64 per share. Adobe over the last 12 months is up 71.8%. There is not a dividend yield in Adobe. Start worrying about Adobe when they declare a dividend, because then you know that they're running out of places to grow. They're running out of places to invest, and they're starting to pay a dividend to keep the folks around the stock. That's just the nature of the beast. You know, all these people think that a dividend, a company that pays a dividend, is such a great thing. But in almost every case, it's also a sign that they're running out of growth opportunities. And they're moving from the category of a dividend stock or a growth stock to a growth and income stock. Anyways, Adobe is my featured stock of the day. It definitely is the best stock now. I do not own it at the current time. Adobe is currently ranked at number 167 out of 5,000. And 45 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in my database, which I described at length in my workshop on Wednesday. I'll be bringing this same message to Atlanta 4 weeks from now, 5 weeks from now, actually. We'll be hopefully at the same place we were last year in the perimeter, in the Embassy Suites Hotel. That's what it was. Now, I'd like to get your feedback in Atlanta. I know you got a traffic problem there. Would you rather have the workshop on a Wednesday night, Thursday night, or on a Saturday morning? Because we listen. We listen to our listeners. You listen to us, so I'm going to listen to you. Is that perimeter a good spot? Is a Saturday morning easier to get to a workshop as opposed to a Wednesday or Thursday night? Let's hear from Atlanta on that subject. Get the newsletter this weekend. I got a blockbuster stock that I'm writing about, research report, GundersonCapital.com. If you're in all the wrong places, give us a call, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.